It's the first Sunday of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. We begin, as always in these podcasts, with a visit to the day's designated Roman Station Church. This year I am also linking to a video tour of the church made by a friend of mine in Rome. In this way, we have a little pilgrimage with our minds and hearts in the company of many centuries of our forebears. Today's traditional Roman station is the Cathedral of Rome, the Archbasilica of the Holy Savior and St. John the Evangelist and St. John the Baptist in the Lateran. This is where the cathedra, or the chair, or see, of the Bishop of Rome is. The Basilica Church was built on land donated by the Emperor Constantine to Pope Miltiades. The first church was dedicated here on the 9th of November in 324. The present-day colossal facade, commissioned by Clement II, proclaims its importance in Christendom as the mother church of all the churches of the city and of the world. Ancient catechumens would return to St. John's on the Easter Vigil for baptism. Today's station is a reminder of our own baptism and the constant choice we must make daily to be who we are. From Cardinal Richelieu's A Treatise on Perfection, Saintly Counsel on Obtaining Salvation. It's a beautiful new little book by Tan, and it gives a very different picture of Cardinal Richelieu from the way he's portrayed in the books by Alexandre Dumas. Counsel 3. No act of devotion should be done which is contrary to the demands of obedience or duty. Any act of devotion, however holy it may seem, is a fault and sin if it is done contrary to the demands of obedience or proper duty. And there are many people who fall from virtue and grace on account of their pursuit of apparent piety or charity, while disregarding the legitimate and immediate demands of obedience and proper duty. For example, there are many people who devote themselves to saying innumerable rosaries and constantly visiting churches, while neglecting the due and responsible care of their own household. There are wives who neglect their husbands for the sake of such a devotion, and sons who disobey their fathers to practice works of so-called piety. No matter how avidly people may recite prayers or undertake fasting, these activities have no merit whatsoever if they cause them to overlook their natural and divinely and humanly ordered duties toward their children, parents, or spouse. And not only will such activities be counted as entirely lacking in merit, they may even be viewed as sins before the wise and omniscient judgment of God. The nature of giving is best illustrated in the life of our blessed Lord, who one day was approached by a leper who asked for healing. The Gospel tells us that our Lord stretched forth his hand and touched the leper. Jesus could have healed without the touch, as he healed the servant of the centurion at a distance. Why, then, in the face of one of life's greatest miseries and a disease from which the healthy often recoil, did the Lord cure with a touch? The Son of God made man touched the leper in order to annihilate distance between the giver and the receiver, between the lover and the beloved, to prove sympathy by contact, to identify himself with the woes of others. The Collect in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. O God, you who purify your church by the yearly Lenten observance, grant to your household that what they strive to obtain from you by abstinence, they may achieve by good works. Oremus, Deus, qui ecclesiam tuam annua quadragesimali observatione purificas, presta familiae tuae, ut quod a te obtinere abstinendo nititur, hoc bonis operibus exequatur, per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.